Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to catch up with Atlantic head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Thank you to KJN. We appreciate your support.
Well, last week, guys got off right away with a great opening drive, took it down the field and scored a touchdown, kind of set the tone and really never looked back. It was a lot of hard work there on offense, and defense came up big in the moments they needed to. Just a good all-around victory.
Yeah, I think we made some strides both in all three areas. You know, our defense played pretty well the week before, but came out kind of on their heels in the second half. They really put the clamps down. Offensively, you mentioned we had a couple great drives early on. Great start, and then even a great finish to the game. When we had the short field, we punched it in. And then special teams, a couple nice returns, but, you know, a huge punt block, too.
Yeah, and, you know, it made a big difference, I think, having a couple of those guys available in the backfield there. Bodie Johnson, Corey Parrott, both impacted the game well when they had the chance.
Yeah, not only those two, but we had Devin McKay back full-time up front. He was back in week one, but just wasn't quite full-time. And that's a big deal when you have your five offensive linemen all working together for a week. It makes, you know, the offense run a little bit smoother.
Well, when we talked to you after the game, you said that, you know, for week one, we maybe kind of outsmarted ourselves. We like to have the football. You decided to take it after you win the opening toss and, you know, proved that you could go out there and just get it down the field.
Yep, definitely. I think that'll probably be the key here moving forward. You know, weather is going to play a big factor in that decision. But if it's nice, I think we just want the football to get started.
And you had lots of areas of the game, as you mentioned, that were good and, of course, improved as well from week number one. You mentioned already how the defense kind of stepped it up there in the second half. Special teams obviously was huge. You know, that huge punt block by Cale Polito there late in the game. You had some nicer efforts punting the ball yourself there with Colin Mullinex stepping back and doing some of that. So, you know, it really changes when you're able to flip the field a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. And special teams is something we really focus on. I thought we made some definite improvements there. We still got a long ways to go. I think we can get better in a lot of areas, but for the most part, we're pleased with where we're at.
Well, always good to get a victory, and of course gives your team a little bit of confidence. You said that they had bounced back well last week in practice, you know, kind of just putting the nose back to the grindstone and getting to work, and they went out and, you know, proved that they can put a good effort out there, and I guess it has to give them some confidence now going into district play.
Yeah, definitely. You know, this week's been a little bit different, a lot of rainy weather. And so as a coaching staff, we were kind of, you know, questioning, you know, how are our kids going to react to that? And they've done a great job. On Tuesday, we went out, stretched, you know, worked on our punt team. We punted it one time and then a lightning crash. So we went inside for 30 minutes and then we came back out and we wanted to know how they would respond. And I thought they did a great job both Tuesday and Wednesday with the conditions.
Well, you turn around here this week and now prepare for a Greene County squad that really isn't all that different in the style that they want to play from Kemper Catholic. They're going to run a lot of the same type of offensive sets. They want to put guys out in space and run multiple receivers, and that's something I guess you've had a little bit of taste of here last week.
Yeah, definitely. They got a really nice quarterback in a Stadler kid who, you know, really kind of wants to run the ball first, and he's quick. He's their fastest kid on their team. That's going to put a lot of pressure on our defensive line and linebackers, and then the DBs, as you mentioned, they want to spread it out. Put those guys in space. They have a nice receiver in number one, a Warnke kid who, you know, even though he's double covered at times, they'll throw it to him and he'll go up and catch a football. So our defense is certainly going to be tested again this week.
Yeah, I guess maybe that one difference between the two passing styles is, you know, Kemper Catholic was more so trying to do the, you know, dink and dunk, throwing a lot of short passing routes. They didn't take a lot of shots downfield. You might see a little bit more of that from Greene County here this week when they get the opportunity, especially with a quarterback that can scramble around and buy himself some more time. That's going to put a little bit more pressure on those guys on the back end there to make sure that they're staying with those receivers out there.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on that this week, run a couple scramble drills just for our defense. Normally you do that offensively, but for our defense, you know, the biggest thing there to help out those guys on the back end is creating a pass rush. So really that pressure is on those front four to not give them 5-6 seconds to break open. You know, doesn't matter what level you're at. If you're giving the quarterback 5 or 6 seconds, you're going to be in trouble.
Thought last week it was kind of a mix on that front as far as the run game is concerned, especially early in the game. You know, they were able to rip off a couple of decent runs, but seemed like as the game went along, those guys up front started to clog those holes a little bit better.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, we challenged our defense at halftime and said, hey, we've got to see a little bit more out of you now in the second half. And boy, did they respond. I mean, just a true team defensive effort. You know, we've talked about it before, Chris, that our team is just that, a team. We don't really have a bunch of superstars. We have a lot of really good players, and I thought our team defense was phenomenal in the second half.
Well, and you got a chance as well to prepare yourself in a different aspect of the game is kind of being in a little bit more of those pressure situations where you did have a lead, you know, they got a little bit closer, and then had possessions, you know, with chances to get even closer in the game. But then at those moments when they looked like maybe they had grabbed a little bit of momentum, you turned around your defense, you know, made them go three and out to force a punt or, you know, force a bad play. Just a lot of those moments where they stepped up and made plays in key situations.
Yes. You know, Coach Satoff, our defensive coordinator, I thought he made a great couple adjustments there at halftime. Nothing huge, but those minor adjustments make a big deal in the reality of things. And then our defense, as you mentioned, you know, responded and made, you know, executed those adjustments, which gives our offense a chance to get on the field, punch the ball in those short situations. But Coach Satoff always says, you know, our best defense is our offense. If our offense is on the field, we have a good chance of controlling the football and just moving the chains.
Well, and this week, I guess we've already kind of touched on how your defense is probably going to have to play. But on the other side, offensively, what you did last week, I guess, would probably suit well to kind of what we expect here Friday night. The weather conditions sound like they might not be great. It's going to be maybe one of those dogfight in the trenches types of games, just trying to take care of the football. And, you know, when you're able to methodically drive down the field, that's what you're going to have to do, and it's what you did last week.
Yeah, you know, we've talked to our guys this week that kind of the same game plan is, you know, we don't have to score every time we have the football. What we do need to do is get a couple first downs, and if we have to punt, then we can change that field position to the other side of the field. So it's going to be critical that we do move the chains. And, you know, with wet conditions, sometimes you break a tackle and it's a touchdown. So even on a simple dive play or a trap play, those plays can be big plays with wet conditions, and we think that's what's going to be the case.
Well, and this is a team that now you've had a few years to get used to and play. It's still maybe a little bit of an unfamiliar place. You haven't been there a bunch of times, but at least the guys have a little bit of familiarity with the location and with the team and the way that they like to play.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's a long drive. There's just no easy way to get to Greene County up there in Jefferson. But, you know, we enjoy going up there. They've got a decent field. It seems to hold water pretty well, though, so that's our concern, and that probably suits us a little bit better with the style of play that we want. We want to keep the low scoring game, maybe have a chance to win it in the end. Greene County is probably the favorite in our district now that Ida Grove left. Greene County's been in the playoffs here the last 3 years. So this is a big game for both teams.
Yeah, a big one to start off district play. Another position I guess we could touch on as well that you've had two guys rotating in and out at, and as important one is the quarterback spot. And thought last week, you know, both of them had their moments when they had opportunities. You know, Caden Anderson came in, hit a nice little seam route to Garrett Reynolds in a big spot when you needed to make up some yardage after a penalty. And then Garrett McLaren had that great throw to Colin Molinex in the corner of the end zone for a touchdown. Both guys came in and did well.
Yeah, you're going to see more of that right now. We've seen the same in practice, you know. Nobody really stands out, but they're both, you know, making stuff happen for us. So Garrett's a little bit better underneath center, can get us in some right sets and get us lined up correctly. And Caden, the young kid there, he is a little bit better in the shotgun. So we like to do both things. We like to run and pass evenly out of them. So we're going to continue to use both of those guys, and I think that might be for the rest of the year. We'll see.
Well, I know you're on that side of the ball also trying to get everybody maybe a little bit up to speed with, you know, kind of sets you wanted to run and figuring out what works best. You feel like everybody's kind of molding together with knowing what to do?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we had the idea of maybe adding a little bit more to the playbook this week, but with the weather conditions, we just felt there's no need. And, you know, we've got a lot of time here to get better. We just have to get better, and that's been our goal all week or all year. We've talked about it numerous times that, hey, we're just trying to get better week by week. So week seven, when playoffs roll around, we're playing our best football. And so we've got some time left to, you know, add a little bit to the playbook, but we just want to refine what we already have going.
Well, you're a couple games in here to the season. Some guys start to get some bumps and bruises. You feeling pretty good about your overall team health?
Yeah, that's been surprising. You know, with a COVID year, you know, we were a little concerned not being able to lift a full summer. Maybe that's going to contribute to more injuries. But right now, it seems like most everybody's healthy, and that's a good thing.
Well, Coach, it should be an exciting game to open up district play. Your team had a great performance last week. Hope they can carry it over here this week. We appreciate you talking about your squad.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Thank you to KJN for supporting our football club.
All right, that's Trojan Preview here on KJN.